that's where we leave the BBC World Service this morning. Good morning, it's 5:20 on Thursday the 19th of September, and this is Charles Carroll welcoming you to BBC Radio 4. Coming up in just a moment, we'll have the shipping bulletin. That's followed at 6:15 by Farming Today. First, though, a look ahead to this afternoon.
Rethink. I'm Professor Ben Ansell, and I'll be taking a fresh look at the issues of our time with a panel of experts.
I think it would be helpful if people on all sides could accept that some problems don't have an easy solution.
What changes should we make? What should we be rethinking?
That is the kind of thing that we should have public deliberation around.
It's a very inconsistent set of rules.
I'll scrutinise the latest research and take a look at what this might mean for policy and society.
But it is also a heated debate, and that's because it's an important topic. It's about who we are.
Rethink on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds this afternoon at 4.
And now here's Simon King. Good morning.
Thanks, Charles. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday the 19th of September. The general synopsis at midnight. High, southern Scandinavia, 1,035. Expected southern Biscay, 1,033 by midnight tonight. Low Trafalgar, 1,008. Slow moving, expected 1,009 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sira. Variable, 2 to 4. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. South at Sira. Southerly or southeasterly, 2 to 4. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. 40s. Variable, becoming east later, 2 to 4. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Cromarty, south or southeast 3 to 5, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Forth, variable, mainly east 2 to 4, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, east or northeast 2 to 4, fair, mainly good. German Bite, east or northeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Humber, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in south, fair, good. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, east or northeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Biscay, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in far north, fair, good. South Fitzroy, easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4 later. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. North Fitzroy, Sol, Lundy, Fastnet. Easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, fair, mainly good. Irish Sea, east or northeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Shannon, east or northeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Rockall, Malham, Hebrides. Variable, becoming easterly or northeasterly later 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Bailey, variable 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, south, becoming variable 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Faroes, southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later, occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less later, occasional drizzle at first, good, occasionally moderate or poor at first. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southeast by south 2, 7 miles, 1030, falling slowly. Stornoway, northwest 1, 19 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Lerwick, south by west 3, 16 miles, 1031, steady. Lucas, northeast by east 2, 24 miles, 1032, falling slowly. Bridlington, north 3, 1030, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east northeast 4, 2 miles, 1023. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 1 mile, 1022. Jersey, northeast 4, missed 1.5 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Scilly Automatic, east northeast 5, 7 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Valentia, southwest calm, 12 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, north northeast 2, 19 miles, 1029, falling slowly. Malin Head, northeast 1, 19 miles, 1029, falling slowly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. A ridge of high pressure extends westwards across the British Isles, giving predominantly fine and settled conditions for much of the inshore waters, with generally light winds. But strong easterly or northeasterly winds will affect southern coastlines at times. Thundery showers are possible across southern waters later on Friday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable, becoming south or southeast later, 2 to 4. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable, mainly southeast, 2 to 4. Fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable, mainly northeast, 3 or less. Fair, mainly good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. East or northeast, 3 to 5. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Northeasterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in south. Fair, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Northeasterly, 4 to 6. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northeast, 4 to 6. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast, 4 to 6. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Easterly or northeasterly, 4 to 6. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mall of Galloway. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Fair, good. Isle of Man. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later in north. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Conifer Loch. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Arda Merchan Point. Variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Arda Merchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 3 or less, becoming northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5 later. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shetland Isles. Variable 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle and fog patches. Good, occasionally poor or very poor. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
And that was Simon King. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Thursday, the 19th of September. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Charles Carroll. And the headlines this morning. At least 20 people have been killed in Lebanon in a second day of explosions involving Hezbollah communication devices. Pharmacies in England, Wales and Northern Ireland may cut opening hours in a dispute with the government about funding. In business this morning, the Bank of England is expected to keep interest rates at 5%. And in sport, Manchester City have opened their Champions League campaign with a draw. Lebanon says the number of people killed in yesterday's explosions of walkie-talkies used by the militant group Hezbollah has risen to 20. More than 400 others were wounded. Doctors say that many of the injured have lost fingers or eyes. Israel has neither confirmed nor denied it was behind the attack, but its defence minister has said that a new phase of the war has started and the gravity has moved to the north. Hezbollah's leader, Hassan Nasrallah, is to make a televised speech this afternoon. Our international editor, Jeremy Bowen, says he's expected to outline the group's response.
I think he will, of course, be defiant. He always is. He tends to be quite measured. He has a reputation for not for making wild statements and then not doing them, but actually he tends to do what he says. My guess is they will continue their quite measured response. I think also they're reeling somewhat at the moment. They need to find another way of talking to each other through. You can't go to war unless you have communications, and their communications have had a battering.
The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken will discuss the deepening crisis in the Middle East today with his counterparts from the UK, France and Germany. The meeting in Paris is expected to focus on preventing a wider war after the attacks in Lebanon. Analysts at Microsoft say plans by groups aligned to Russia to interfere with the American presidential election in November have been derailed by the change of the Democratic Party's candidate. Kamala Harris formally replaced Joe Biden last month. The head of Microsoft Threat Analysis says the Russians had focused on Mr. Biden as somebody that they needed to remove from the White House in order to achieve their goals in Ukraine. Pharmacies in England, Wales and Northern Ireland are to be balloted on whether to cut opening hours in a dispute with the government over funding. The vote has been called by the National Pharmacy Association, which represents about half of the UK's 13,000 chemists. It says when inflation is taken into account, funding has fallen by about 40% in the last decade. The government said pharmacies had been neglected for years and better use would be made of their skills. Olivier Picard, who runs a pharmacy in Berkshire, says shorter opening hours would be a blow to patients.
Pharmacies have a contract with the NHS to open 40 hours per week.